Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
Just the other night, I want to see a show of hands. How many people in here heard on the news? I told Keith, that is so sad. But it goes back to exactly what you've been teaching us. They were laying in their bed, sound asleep. A car came through their house and killed them both. Raise your hand up high. Raise your hand up high. Okay. A question. How sad is that? That is really, really, really sad. Were they bothering anyone?
No.
Absolutely not. But what is happening in their life? They got too far from this. Because if they would have been close to this representing God, you understand that? God could have said, hey guys, you need to be living here. You need to be in this house. God's telling them, you need to be in this house. You need to move here. You need to do this. Because unless we're hearing from God about where we live and what we do and who we're around, the busyness doesn't mean anything. Whether it's work or whether it's play, I've got a lot of things down here. Exodus, I'm just going to read you these. You'll have to do with them what I had to do with it. Okay? Because, again, you can't judge me. But Exodus 31 says this. It says, 6 days you can work, but on the seventh day, on the seventh day is when you clean your yard.
No.
And you do all your laundry. And you, sometime, guys, we are supposed to rest. And some point in our lives, there has to be a time of that. And I'm as guilty or more guilty than anybody. That's why I'm talking to you tonight. Because at some point in our lives, if we don't shut down and let God talk to us, we're going to be missing it right and left. We have to take that time and shut her down and not be so busy. I know there's another one. People said they don't have the time to do anything with God. They don't have the time to be able to listen to God. You know, they do a lot of things that maybe they should check about. You know, I used to, a lot more than I do now, do a lot of exercise. And I look back on it now, I used to run a lot. And I look back on it now and I think, God, if I'd have been spending as much time with you studying the healing scriptures instead of trying to run 10 miles a day, if I'd have been spending 2 hours studying healing scriptures every day instead of trying to run 10 miles a day, where would I be today? Let me read you a verse. I'm just going to read you these. You do with them what you want to, but don't judge me. Okay? Listen to this one. 1 Timothy 4:8 in the King James. For bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and that which is to come. Now, I didn't say you couldn't exercise. Listen to the Message Bible. It says, workouts in a gymnasium are useful. They are useful, people. Useful. It says they are. But a disciplined life for God, in God, is far more so, making you fit both today and forever.
Amen.
Sometimes you just need to take that time and spend it with something a lot more important. Because we are a society that says we don't have time to do anything. We don't have time to fellowship with any of our friends. We are a society anymore that doesn't even have friends anymore. I mean, I'll just tell you, as a church, a lot of times, people go to the hospital and we'll say, don't they have any friends? And they'll say, you know what? No, they don't. And we'll go, That is just wild. Well, why don't they have any friends? Because they're too
busy.
They're too busy. They don't have time to cook a meal at their house anymore for their friends and have them come over to dinner. Because they're too
busy.
They don't have time to have a barbecue on Saturday anymore because they're too
busy.
They can't fellowship anymore with anybody because they're too
busy.
We are a society that all we do is busy. What about the days of our grandparents and great-grandparents that used to sit on the porch and just watch the cars go by?
That's right.
I think they were smarter than us.
Amen.
I told Keith the other day, we were sitting on our back porch, and we can barely see the street from our back porch. And I said, I just sat there for an hour and I just watched the cars go by. I said, man, this is fun. I just watched the cars go by. And it was fun. You know, you don't have to. It's an addiction. And Keith knows I am as guilty as any person in this room. Am I addicted to it or what? Or have you, I'm not confessing it for the future. Dan's addicted to it. Look at what, Dan? He says, what? You know, you can get addicted to it, to having to do something every second of every minute of the day. I mean, I have been so rude to Keith sometimes. He's standing there talking to me about something important. You've not done it, so don't judge me. God forbid your phone buzz. And you've got to see who it is immediately. Or what it is. It could be a church member. It could be somebody hurt. It could be your parents. It could be. That's who we are these days, you know? And you can't eat. You can't sleep. You can't anything because we're a society of something going all the time. That's why society is on so many drugs these days. People wouldn't have to take a quarter of the drugs they take if they would just spend a little time. We're too hyped up. Just going night and day. And then it's almost like you don't know which end is up. We got to get this done. And it's like you don't have enough jobs. So you go get a hobby that you have to work at. I'm serious. You go get a hobby that costs all your money or that you have to figure out how to do it or you have to learn how to do it you have to study and you have to work at it and you have to do it and you, God, I got to get this. And it's intense because you got to have something going. Busy. It's who we've been. And then, you know, 2 Timothy says this. Now, again, I didn't write these. Just keep this in mind. Okay? 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. This know also, it says. So this know also. In the last days. You think we're getting close to the last days? Okay. Well, so then this may apply. Time shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. They don't have time to be friends with anybody. They want to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it, whenever they want to do it, by themselves or with who they want to do it with. And don't get in their way. You know it's true. I know how I am. Don't get in my way. I'm busy. I'm pastoring 2 churches and I got people I got to deal with. Don't get in my way. God's stuff is first. Don't get in my way. Right? You know, don't judge me. Lovers are their self. They're too busy to go to dinner with anybody. They're too busy to fellowship with anybody. They're too busy to check on somebody. They're too busy if somebody contacts them and says, you know what's going on with me? Yeah, busy right now. Get with you later. Busy right now. Too busy to care about anybody else. You didn't have the time to give them a drink of water. You didn't have time to love on them. What are we here for, guys, if it's not for other people? Maybe it's just that one sentence that we tell them, man, good job. Good job. They contacted you for a reason. How many people you got that you, something goes good in your life and you're going to take the time to contact them and tell them something went good in your life?
Hallelujah.
How many people? Maybe one, two, that something really went good in your life that you're going to contact them and tell them about it.
Yeah.
What if they reply, busy, can't talk to you right now? How does that make you feel? When you sow it, what you going to reap? Busy, can't talk to you right now. That makes you know how important people are in your life. Guys, we got to get a revelation that the reason that we're here is not to work a job or not to do a hobby.
That's right.
Or not to work on a car. I am guilty. Guilty, number one, of always being busy. We got to figure out a way because God is not always busy. And if we spend time with Him, He's going to say what? Cut this out. Cut this out. Cut this out. Don't do this. I never told you to start that hobby. I told you to do this. I never told you to get that other job. I told you to do this. I never told you to go over there. I told you to do this. Lovers of themselves. Covetous. Now, I didn't write this. Boasters. Proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that things that are good, tradey, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. You say, no, 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 not me. Well, it's good to say that, but if you're taking the time doing your hobby instead of spending time with God, what are you loving more? Actions speak louder than
words.
Guilty. Guilty. I'm talking about me. Remember that, right? Guilty. Me, my greatest hobby is work. Work. I like work. I like doing church stuff. I like helping the people in the church. I like remodeling the rooms. I like getting the stuff done. I like making it look good. I like that. But you know what? I shouldn't do it night and day. And nor should you. We shouldn't stay busy doing things that we forget who we're doing it for and why we're doing it. We got to remember why we're doing it.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, My Sheep Hear My Voice, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.